There's still no budget deal in Olympia, but Washington House Democrats said Friday they're willing to drop their push for a state capital gains tax. Pat Sullivan is House Majority Leader. He called on Senate Republicans to agree to close some tax exemptions.
We took the capital gains tax off the table contingent upon the Senate agreeing to a package of tax loopholes that would allow us to make the investments that we need to make.
Democrats are looking at a $300 to $350 million package over 2 years. Republican Andy Hill is the chief budget writer in the Washington Senate. He said he's pleased Democrats are willing to forego the capital gains tax.
Listen, we've said all along we didn't need major new taxes. We've talked about closing exemptions. We've always said that we should be looking at our exemptions. Some of them are old and not needed anymore.
Budget writers plan to work over the weekend to try to get a deal done before a July 1st partial government shutdown.